From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said the U.S.-led coalition is laying the groundwork for the isolation of Raqqa, the Syrian city, viewed as the capital of Islamic State.
We've already begun laying the groundwork with our partners to commence the isolation of Raqqa. As we meet here, we're helping to generate the local forces that will do so. This is one of our campaign plan's core objectives, destroying ISIL's parent tumor in Iraq and Syria. And we're on track to do just that.
Carter, speaking in Paris Tuesday, said the operation to assault Raqqa could overlap with the ongoing offensive to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul from IS defenders. He said the operation would rely on capable and motivated local forces to wrest the city from Sunni extremists. Meanwhile, Russia says it's extending a moratorium on airstrikes on the center of the devastated Syrian city Aleppo, although reports indicate the government assault on rebel-held districts continues. Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy said since October 18th, Russian and Syrian warplanes have remained 10 kilometers from the city center for a week. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, however, reports the resumption of airstrikes on Saturday. Al-Shabaab militants from Somalia attacking non-Muslims along Kenya's northeastern border Tuesday killed 12 people. They attacked the Basharo guest house in Mandera County with grenades and IEDs.
I was shot at more than three times. Nikarudi nikalaliwa na mawe. By God's grace, police KDF.
Veronica Wambui said the Kenyan Defense Forces came to assist her and a friend. Al-Shabaab said the attack targeted Christian workers. It marks the latest in several cross-border attacks attributed to Al-Shabaab since Kenya intervened in Somalia in 2011.